Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column for the Journal's editorial page. He's based in London. Therefore, he is a consumer of the BBC News, both domestic and foreign and world service, all of this. And over these last days, we're beginning to realize that the BBC is in trouble with its own audience because it has presented news as accurate and fair-minded. And in one now infamous moment, it edited remarks by the President of the United States some nearly 5 years ago, January of 2021, that were distorted by the deliberate editing of two pieces put together, turning the President's remarks, which were acceptable, into a predicate for violence. Now that is admitted to by the BBC, and hence by two resignations, the director and the head of news, but the investigation is just beginning. Joe, I need help here. What is the influence the BBC has in Britain and across Europe here in the 21st century? Thank you.
Well, if American listeners to this program are thinking about the BBC in terms of American public broadcasting, you are underestimating the BBC's cultural and social and political impact by a couple orders of magnitude. The BBC is huge. On your TV, there are four entertainment channels, BBC One, BBC Two, Three, and Four. There's a 24-hour news channel domestically. There's also a global news channel. There's all of the radio. There are four or five BBC radio stations that encompass everything from pop music to news talk on a daily basis. There's the World Service, which is a form of Voice of America style broadcasting, but much, much bigger in terms of its reach. There are different language services that they offer. So BBC Arabic has been in the crosshairs lately for some of its allegedly tendentious reporting about the Israel-Gaza war. So when you have a scandal, the BBC is really convulsive in British culture, and also because British households are required to pay for it. Anyone who watches any live TV, even if you never watch the BBC, is required to pay a television tax. They euphemistically call it the license fee, which is about north of $200 a year that your household has to pay that directly funds the BBC. So the scandal that's been going on over here is about the honesty of their reporting. As you mentioned, there's a particular allegation that for a news magazine program called Panorama that broadcast in, I think, October of 2024, weeks before the election last year, they spliced together two separate remarks that Trump had made on the January 6th back in 2021. Trump's two comments were 54 minutes apart in that speech, but the BBC spliced it together for this program to make it look like he had issued a call for his supporters to violently march on the Capitol. And as soon as this came to the public attention as the result of a leaked whistleblower report, people are rightly wondering what is wrong with the BBC. What on earth made them think that this would be an acceptable way to operate? And that has triggered the resignation of the Director General, Tim Davey, and then also the head of the news service.
Is your sense, Joe, that this is a story that will pass with these resignations, or is there more to come, especially given the role that the BBC is playing in active war fighting, both in the Middle East and in Ukraine?
Oh, no, we're just getting started here, because the Trump allegation, while particularly flagrant, isn't even the worst thing that is in that whistleblower report that leaked to the Telegraph newspaper about a week ago. There are allegations of specious false reporting at BBC Verify, which, believe it or not, is the special fact-checking website that the BBC had sent up. You know, there are a lot of very serious allegations that the BBC Arabic service essentially ran amok in the Israel-Gaza war, with particularly tendentious false reporting to the BBC Arabic audience about what was going on in that war, some of which may or may not have had an anti-Semitic tone to it. So there's that issue. There are a lot of questions about the reporting of domestic issues, about the way that the BBC covered the controversies over transgender issues. So there is a lot going on there, and I suspect that we'll discover that this whistleblower report itself is only the tip of the iceberg, because there seems to be a deep structural problem with the BBC, and these things won't have been isolated incidents.
Because it's state-funded, does this go to Parliament? Does it become a debate in Parliament and an investigation officially by Parliament?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the Parliament stays out of the day-to-day operation of the BBC, which formally is set up as a separate corporation with a royal charter, although it does benefit from this stream basically of tax revenue. The license fee is enforced as if it were a tax. But that royal charter is due up for renewal in the next couple years. So this is coming at a time when people already were bracing for another of the periodic political debates the UK has over the license fee, whether it should be charged, how it should be assessed, whether it should be a crime to refuse to pay it, whether the BBC should come up with some other funding model that would not rely on this television tax. All that is going on right now. And it's interesting because a Labour Party government would normally be expected to be pretty sympathetic to the BBC.
30 seconds, so, Joe, 30 seconds.
I mean, certainly the Labour Party is ideologically aligned with the leftward tilt of the BBC, but this scandal is so big. It may be hard for them to push ahead with allowing the BBC to retain all of these privileges in that charter review.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London, meaning he consumes the BBC locally as well as the World Service, which I recommend everyone to sample the reporting from London's point of view about American events.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.